Crowds who show up at the Salt Lake International Airport to greet returning missionaries and military personnel are increasing. That's putting some additional stress on airport resources, security personnel, and airline passengers who just want to get their bags and leave the airport. KUER's Bob Nelson has more.
Barbara Gann is the airport spokesperson. She says various factors have come into play in recent weeks, including the popularity of the celebrations and the lowering of the age limits for missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And it does become something that we need to use all of our resources towards, including police for crowd control.
Gann says temporary barriers and special signage are also helping with foot traffic flow. She says the plan for the airport expansion takes this local phenomenon into consideration.
We're looking still at about 5 years from now, but it will be bigger and it will be structured so that these things can happen kind of off to the side where there'll be a thoroughfare for other passengers to come.
Gann says construction on the $1.8 billion terminal redevelopment program continues in phases through 2019 with complete build-out by 2022. The two current terminals will eventually be combined into one. Bob Nelson, KUER News.